Okay, I hope you can see me. Never done one of these things before, but I just wanted to make sure I had everything in place and that you can see that my collection is almost complete. You can see that I wouldn't really say a fan. It sounds a little bit morbid considering the type of thing that you've done, but I had a pretty big interest in what you did and your legacy and just the stories and interviews and all of that, and I just wanted to show you and in hopes of maybe getting a letter or even scoring an interview with you, just anything. I've looked far and wide for all of these things that you can see, and proved authenticity and everything that I have here, I'm sure brings back fond memories. And I know it's weird, to have someone like myself, make a video like this, because all of these things that I'm about to show you hold some kind of value, and sometimes for the public eye, it's stuff that should probably just be thrown out. But I don't think that's right. I don't think throwing these things should just be the answer. I think there's a story to tell, and I think the public doesn't see you the way that I do. And there's a lot that goes into that, because what the media portrays you as is not always how some people might see you, the real you. And so I'm hoping that having these things kind of showcase a different side, something that I know will go down in textbooks and history and all those documentaries and mockumentaries and television movie adaptations, book adaptations. Whatever people can do to make money off of exploiting you. Well, you see, this is going to be a little bit difficult for me to say, because it's going to take a lot out of me emotionally, and I you changed me. You made me see that I'm not alone in the world. You made me see that I could be myself, and just it really changed my life. And I think that's a little bit fucked up to say about someone who's killed so many women, and here we have another woman just saying, oh, you've changed my life. Like, I know that sounds really, really fucked up. That doesn't sound right at all. But it's true. I mean, like I said, no one else sees you the way that I do. And so I'm hoping that I can be a bit of I guess fresh air. I know everything's behind you. It's been years. I know that nobody's happy that you're walking free. Nobody is ever pleased with whatever sentence people like you would get charged with. When I heard that you were walking free, that you were alive and wherever you might be, I was so happy. I was so ecstatic. And I was really, really proud of how far my collection has come. I've got everything. Recordings from your interviews. Memorabilia from the crime scenes. Letters that you've sent. Everything that I could get my hands on. I had your gloves. And you can see here, your leather gloves. And I don't even know how I managed to get this, but I got your mask. I got the ski mask that you've used for the first couple kills. I've got the pen that you use to write to your victims. I even have some of the Polaroids that you took. Originals. Sometimes, you know, between you and I, sometimes I'd scan these in and I'd go and edit them a little bit so I could put my face on all these girls that you've killed. And just hope just one day that we'll meet. I guess you can say I might be in love with you. I don't know. I don't know what love is. I don't really understand what it could be and who it should be between, but all I know is that I'm so attracted to you. I just want to be with you. I just want to feel those hands that all those girls have felt. I felt so fucking jealous. I was jealous reading the accounts of each crime scene. I wanted that to be me. I wanted to be that victim. Life is so cruel. Life is unfair. So I just live vicariously through collecting these things, these memorabilias, and just hoping maybe I'll get the chance one day to show you. You can't lie to yourself. You could see me. You could see where I am. I can send you my address. I can send you my schedule. I can send you everything about me. I can send you my ID. I'll send everything. You'll know exactly where I am, when I'll be going to work, when I'll be home, when I'll be seeing my friends. I don't really have a lot of friends, but I'll be there for you. And you can see. You can see on my tits. I've carved your name many times that they've scarred over. You can clearly see that I'm all for you. And I need you to find me. I need you to hunt me down. I need you to relive those fantasies, because I know they're not gone. I know you are not well. I know that you can hold yourself. You can keep distance far away from what you've known. But deep down inside, I know that you want to kill again. I know that you want to spill blood. And I'm here offering myself for you to do that. For you to be who you are. You let me be who I am. So I'm just returning the favor. Wouldn't you think it's only fair that I help you? You and I are similar. We have these urges, these fucked up ideas. That we were oppressed. Yeah. Who can see? Everything that I took. I spent so much money on all those auctions, making sure everything was authentic, making sure everything that I took and that I kept and purchased, I made sure that they were the exact item that you have touched. The knife that spilled blood several years ago at the sorority house. I kept it. I've used it. I've fucked the handle. I'm just thinking about all of the blood that you spilled and the terror that reigned those campuses. Myself with the hammer that you used. To bludgeon. A women's studies professor. She deserved it, didn't she? And she deserved it for brainwashing young women into thinking they had a place in this world. Oh, fuck. See, I'm fucked up. I agree with everything that you said in your manifesto. I would read it to myself while I would come over and over and over again.
again to all those photographs that you took of all those sad women. Look at me. Look how desperate I am for you. Look how desperate I am for you to find me. Here for you. I'm here for you. Look at my cunt. It's just waiting for your fucking cock. I bet it's so big. I bet all the women that you raped enjoyed it. I want the feeling too. I want your cock too. I want it deep inside. I want you to fuck me up. I want you to make me hurt. I want to feel what they felt, the terror that they felt as they tried to run away from you. I want to feel that all. I want your hands to grab at me, to choke me, to beat me, push me down, bruise me up, scratch at me. All of those interviews. As soon as I heard your voice, I lose myself. Can't stop thinking about all the things that you said to those girls. I just want to hear those words from you. I'll kill you, you fucking bitch. I know you want to do it again. I know you can't hold back. I know. I can't hold back. You can see. You can see how fucking wet I am. How fucking desperate I am for you. I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna come all over these photos. Look at them. Look at them. You wanna spill blood again? You wanna do it again? You have not changed. You will always be the monster in everyone's eyes. Look at all the blood. Look at all the flesh. Look at my cunt. Look at my cunt. Look how wet I am. Look. Look at my tits. I spilled so much blood in your name. I want you to fucking hunt me. I want you to rape me. I want you to fucking rape me. I want you to rape me. Please. Come and find me. You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again? You wanna fuck me up? it. Fuck. I'll help you. I'll help you. I'll be the first blood. Once you get your hands on me. Another woman is gonna do the exact same thing. She's gonna make sure that she buys whatever weapon you'll use against me. She's gonna spend so much money. Risk everything just for a piece of you, just for a piece of our moment together, in hopes that she will be the next victim, and the cycle repeats. You know where to find me. You know that I'm ready for you, so come find me. You have my address. I'll be waiting for you. I'll be waiting.